Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Baseball in Milwaukee. The Brewers' home opener is next Tuesday. Today, the team unveils its new scoreboards. And that's just one of the highlights you can expect at American Family Field this season. Joining us live on the phone to talk about it all is the president of business operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, Rick Schlesinger. Thanks for joining us, Rick. I know you're busy today.
No, it's a good day, and thanks for having me on.
Hey, is the scoreboard like a man with a TV? You have to get a bigger and better one every few years.
Yeah, well, we had enjoyed the prior board for 11 years, 12 years, and it was obsolete, unfortunately. We couldn't find spare parts, and most of the stadiums in Major League Baseball had eclipsed us in terms of the size, so it was time for a new board. So now we're the fifth largest in baseball, and we've got the best resolution in baseball, and, you know, it's a great experience, and I'm looking at it as we speak, and it's so impactful, and it's something that every fan's going to be able to enjoy, and we're so excited to launch it and have more video, more stats, more crowd pumps, just a way to really enjoy the game at a higher level.
Well, Rick, you know, one thing I think about when I'm at a sporting event is more and more people are on their phone, and whether it's not because, or whether or not it's because they're tracking their FanDuel or whatever it's going to be, I love the idea of being able to have something that can display stats that people are going to be following along. Everyone's plugged in with games across the country. I like the idea of being able to have that while still staring, into the field as opposed to looking down on the phone. How important is it for a team like the Brewers to be, not just the Brewers, but in general, to be able to follow along and kind of stay up with the times, if not a little bit ahead of where we're going?
You know, I think it's a really good point. We felt that the display last year, we're trying to put a lot of new stats. You know, baseball is a stats game, and whether it's launch angle or velocity or defensive shifts or all that stuff, you know, we're worried about cluttering up the main display with too much statistical detail. So the second board, which is about 3,000 square feet in right field, gives us the opportunity to sort of play to those stats. And, you know, maybe some people think it's a little wonky, but, you know, stats and baseball go together. So we're going to have a lot of opportunities to display stats, a lot of video, a lot more messaging, a lot more fun content in a way that I think is going to be tasteful, not take away from the game of the field, but really enhance the experience here.
That's awesome. Hey, you remodeled and expanded the team store in the off season. What can fans expect there?
Yeah, we added about 1,000 square feet of space to the store. We took out the hat wall, which sort of broke the store into two spots, and it really cut up the aesthetics. So the hat wall was moved to the back. We moved the cash registers all the way to a sort of a separate room. So when people walk into the store, they're going to have a complete visual of the entire store, all the new merchandise we have, all the new Brewers gear, and, you know, the efficiency of the new cash registers and their location makes it for a much more speedy checkout. And, you know, again, we're just trying to make the experience nice. You know, when you come in there, you want to see everything, and you don't want to have to walk around a giant wall and sort of bump into people who are trying to check out. It's just a much better visual experience, and it gives us a chance to showcase more stuff, which is what fans want.
I'm glad you didn't get rid of the hat wall, though, because I always thought it looked so neat with all just tons of Brewers hats up there. So you didn't get rid of it. You just moved it. So it's easier for people
to move
around.
Right. Now it's literally on a wall as opposed to the middle of the store. But, yeah, we didn't reduce the size of the hat wall. We just relocated it to a better spot. And, yeah, there's no shortage of different caps that you can get Brewers related, both, you know, current logo, old logo, different colors. But, yeah, we just thought it made more sense to put it actually against the wall as opposed to putting it in the middle of the store.
There's always new gear in the team store every season. Anything especially unique that you're really digging this time?
Well, you know what? I'm really excited about the 47 brand, which is really good, high-quality T-shirts. And, you know, we've got a lot of cool colors, a lot of cool designs. You know, the player tee is obviously very popular. We've got Jackson Churio, Sal Frelick, Garrett Mitchell, Bryce Terang, as well as obviously the veterans, you know, Contreras and Yelich. But I like the 47 brand because I think they have great colors, they're great fit, high quality, and, you know, you have different logos. You know, we've got our classic modern logo, we've got some old school stuff, and I think it's a great visual.
Rick, spring training is coming to an end. Our last broadcast on WDTMJ is today in about 2 hours. Do you get to make it out to Arizona, catch the games a lot, or are you focused so much on opening day coming up here in about a week and a day?
Yeah, I go back and forth. It's a burden to have to go to 75 degrees and sun in the middle of you know, our wonderful Wisconsin spring. But yeah, I tend to go back and forth. Obviously, we run games out there, and we have operations. We have sponsors out there, and it's a great opportunity to hang with the players and talk to the staff. But yeah, I'm back and forth. So I'm in Milwaukee, obviously, right now, and we'll be here through the season.
In December, Governor Tony Evers signed legislation making $500 million in public funding available for long-term renovations at the ballpark. What projects are on the docket first?
Yeah, we are very pleased and very privileged to live in a state and have our team in a state where the fans recognize the value of Major League Baseball and recognize the value of keeping this great ballpark in this state-of-the-art condition. So there's a lot of back-in-the-house things that the fans may not see, such as boilers and chillers and seat replacements, some plaza concrete work, vertical transportation systems need to be upgraded, our television technology and all the broadcasting equipment and all the wiring and conduit needs to be upgraded. So a lot of things that the fans won't see but make the experience of watching the games here at the park and also on television, you know, enjoyable and successful. So we're going to start with those kind of things, and there's going to be winterization of the ballpark, obviously. So over the next 2 years, the ballpark will be winterized so we can host events here in the wintertime, which is always exciting. And it gives a chance for fans to come here in the winter and enjoy a concert or shows or some kind of events here, maybe some basketball again and some other things that we can do, maybe some wrestling, who knows. But to do it in the winter in a climate-controlled environment is a great opportunity for us.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney, he should be able to play in February in Milwaukee at the ballpark if he wants to, right?
Right. He'll be here this year, but if he wants to come in the winter, we'll certainly talk to him about that.
In addition to the public funding, the Brewers are providing $150 million and will extend the lease to 2050. Where are you in the process of renegotiating the lease?
Yeah, we are working with the stadium district in those discussions, and I think we're ready to talk and look at what needs to be done. The good thing is the lease, even though it was negotiated and signed back in 1996, for the most part, works very well. Whoever drafted it, I have to give them a lot of credit because it mostly has stood the test of time. So what we're going to do with the new lease is basically update it to reflect the legislation. There's certain things in there that's new, obviously, and just to make sure that there's cleanup of any language that doesn't make sense or that is obsolete. But I'm anticipating that those discussions to start happening relatively soon, and frankly, don't anticipate any issues about getting the documents revised and signed.
And Rick, what do you say to the people who are still upset about the amount of taxpayer money the Brewers are getting? People who say this is irresponsible. Taxpayers shouldn't be on the hook while owners and players make millions of dollars.
No, I understand that. You're never going to get, you know, everybody to agree on everything. What I would say to the people who are upset is take it outside of baseball and look at it as an economic development play, because what we bring to the state in terms of revenue, tax dollars, jobs, attention to the state and entertainment far exceeds what the state and the local communities are providing the Brewers. We're contributing a sizable amount ourselves, and from our perspective, you know, we think that, you know, the economic advantages of having Major League Baseball in Wisconsin outweigh the costs. And at the end of the day, you know, government always has to make tough decisions about how to spend money. And from our perspective, you know, I feel really good about saying that we're going to deliver more economic value to the state than what the state's giving to us.
Rick, I didn't want to let you get away without first asking you about the parking. Marty Ronski was on the morning show with Vince and Adam this morning, and you know they're pressing her on what's parking going to look like. How are people going to be able to get into the stadium? What's going to be different? Can you just give us a rundown of what to expect when you're entering into the parking lot, say, next Tuesday?
Sure. The good news is that there won't be long lines of cars trying to get in, which is the goal of the new parking system, is to make that a thing of the past. And when people drive in, they literally will be directed to just park their car. There won't be a credit card or a scan of a ticket, of a parking ticket when they enter the gates. They literally park, and then with a few clicks, with a QR code that is visible everywhere around the ballpark, they can put their smartphone to work, punch in their license plate number if they prepaid for parking, and that takes about 6 seconds. If they haven't prepaid for parking, takes a little longer. You got to put in your credit card information and your license plate number, but then you're on your way. So we think, you know, there's going to be some new, you know, some complications a little bit for fans as it's new, but I think overall the experience is going to be so much better for fans because you're going to avoid those long lines and people will get the hang of it just as they did with digital ticketing. We're going to have a lot of people out here at the parking lots to help people, direct them to their spots, to show them how to use their phone to get the parking paid, to pre-access their pass. So, you know, again, a few glitches to be sure, but operationally long-term, I think the fans are going to really enjoy it.
So no smartphone, no problem. Like, you'll still be able to get in if you don't have one?
Yeah, we'll have other ways. There's kiosks where people can literally take a credit card and swipe, put in their license plate number, and be able to park that way. So it's no different than what you see in a lot of downtown parking lots for people without smartphones.
Yeah, Grandpa Bob, who doesn't have a smartphone, still wants to be able to park at his Brewers game. So they're gonna make sure he could do that. I wanted to ask you, too,
absolutely,
real quick, Rick. Third Street Market Hall, we're blessed to have the new WTMJ studios here so we can try all the food. I know you guys have this partnership as well to kind of just boost up the culinary experience at the ballpark. Do you have a favorite among the new foods this year?
Well, I'm going to be trying them this week. We've got tacos, Venezuelan barbecue, and Asian fusion. And I tend to do, you know, migrate more towards the basic hot dog and maybe a Coke. But I am eager to try them all, and we'll see. I think what we are hearing from our fans is they love the staples. This is a town with the loves of brats, but we also want to have some, you know, new cuisine, some ethnic cuisine. And the Third Street Market Hall, as you know, because you're right there, is so successful, so popular, and the food is so authentic. We're excited to bring in four of those food items and hopefully more because I think fans are going to really enjoy the experience of prepared food on premises that they don't normally get at a ballpark.
I'll tell you what, I keep thinking about this mac and cheese, a spicy mac and cheese I had at the ballpark years ago. It's still on my mind. So there's so much good food. And I mean, you can be a hot dog and Coke guy, or you can go and experience something a little bit more unique. And you've got it all there, Rick.
Yeah, we were just ranked second in Major League Baseball by USA Today in a fan survey on food. So I guess next year we try to be number one, but second isn't bad. So again, a lot of people like the staples, but we're always trying to be innovative and try to offer as many different varieties of food as people can handle.
We can't wait. Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Thanks for joining us in Wisconsin's Midday News.
Thanks for having me on.
Brewers home opener next Tuesday at American Family Field. We're taking on the Minnesota Twins. First pitch is at 3:10. Siding Unlimited, WTMJ News Time is 12:51.